So what's the deal?
Not a lot. Just trying to wake up. I've got my coffee here, which is half full of cream, but, you know.
We got our coffee. I got my little...
sports beverage.
My sports beverage, because it's a sport. It's such a sport to get up so early and spin the wax for you beautiful people.
All that early morning running, right?
Yeah, you got it, man. Running here to make it on time. No. Anyway, we're going to get things going right now, so holler at us, 779-KEOS, 779-5367. That's the number. I'm going to start off with a classic. This is Barbara Mandrell here on KUS.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I remember wearing straight-leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country when country was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit him. Now look at everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my hat down to my boots. I still act and look the same. To our roots, I'm just glad we're in a country where we're all free to choose.
I was country
when country was uncool.
Hey, I was country.
have a feeling they're mixing into something else. Great, like, tape loop manipulation there, though, going on from ELO. The Electric Light Orchestra. What album was that off of?
It was off of an album called The Light Shines On. That was a tune called Mr. Radio.
Right, great track. Before that, No Kids with You Look Good to Me off of Come Into My House. And then Flamin' Lips doing a Neil Young After the Gold Rush. We started the show off with Barbara Mandrell. I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool off of her live record. All right, folks, I hate to do it, but I'm going to give you the weather. I hate to do it because it says today it's going to be 106 degrees. That's hot. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. And it's one of these days where I'm looking at the forecast for the next, like, 5 or 6 days, and it just looks the same. It says hot. Days hot. Nights partly cloudy. Temperatures and during the day, every day is over 100, today being the hottest. And then the night, does it really even matter? It says 78 for all these nights, but it's like more like 90 at night. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, I think they just put those numbers there to make us try to feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because you can go out and there's no sun in the sky, and it's 90 degrees at midnight.
Yeah.
Here in Bryan, Texas. Anyway, enough of that. Call us up at 779-KEOS. That's 779-5367. What are we hearing?
We are about to hear Japan, a tune called Ghost from self-titled album.
That's cool.
I think is a compilation of their stuff.
Cool.
I'm not that familiar with them, but it's good stuff.
Yeah, and very, very mod looking or something, new wave or something from
it's
cover.
David Sylvian, so it's for all you David Sylvian fans, it's his stuff. So.
Cool. Alright, well, here we go. Here's Japan. Call us up, 779-KEOS.
When the room is quiet, daylight almost gone. It seems there's something I should know. Well, I ought to leave, but the rain, it never stops, and I've no particular place to go. When I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghosts of my life are wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to be king, the ghosts of my life are wilder. Wilder than before. when I thought I could not be stopped. When my chance came to be king, the ghost of my life grew wilder than the wind. We'll be right back.
What did we just have going on?
We just heard a cover of Over the Rainbow by John Martin off of his 1981 album, or 1985 album, excuse me, Sapphire. And then right before that, we heard Kitty Wells off of, what was it called?
The legendary
Queen of
Country Music.
And then before that, we heard John Martin again.
Yeah, because we got the wrong track. So
well, a tune called You Know, or You Know, and before that we had Japan with Ghost.
Yeah, that was cool, real synthy.
and then before that, I guess.
Well, we've already
talked about that. We're not going to go there again.
we're moving on.
He missed it, you know.
Yeah.
Tough luck.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and I don't normally do this, but I'm going to, with my own mouth, tell y'all about what's coming on later. When we leave, we'll have the BBC News Hour, and then we'll have Democracy Now, and then we'll have Kobe with Dust and Rust at 10. Then later tonight, check out Dr. Doug Vance with Family Affair. That's at 6, I believe. Maybe it's 5. I can tell y'all exactly. That's at 6. Then at 9, we got Up Indie Air with some indie music, and followed by the Iron Horse Cafe from 11 to 1 with the best of metal and sort of, you know, rock, thrash, stuff like that. I love it. St. Patrick, good guy. On a completely unrelated note, here is a call us up, 779-KUS. Appreciate everybody calling so far. Holla at you, boy. Here's the Balfour Brothers on KUS.
Locked, no one's home, frame is empty. picture's missing. He threw that rock right through the window. Hey, I know him, he's a singer. You roam around another town. It looks like Phoenix, Arizona. You borrow the car from its owner. That sleepy head, he's dreaming the dreams of suburbia. You're suburbia. Me, I don't care.
I saw a suicidal pigeon standing in the street playing chicken with the traffic. Each time the light turned green, so I hollered out to him, "Hey man, what you trying to prove?" He said nothing. So I sat down on the curb and opened up my sack and I offered him the bun off of my Big Mac. After all, they do come with three. He said, "No thanks man, I'm allergic to sesame seeds." Well, I knew I was gonna have to act fast if I wanted to save that bird or make that conversation last. The writing was on the wall. Soon rush hour would begin, and that would spell disaster for my little feathered friend, so I joined him. That's right, I walked out in the middle of that street, and I sat down next to that pigeon on the warm concrete. A fairly dangerous move, but I didn't care. I was on a mission to save a brother in despair. I said, "You've had a rough life, I guess." He said, "What do you think? I'm a pigeon, dumbass." He said, "My life is cursed. I don't even have a nest. And everywhere I go, I leave behind a mess." Then he told me a story. "A pigeon?" he asked. "Well, I never really thought about it, but I guess it's pretty bad." He said, "We're at the bottom of the food chain as far as birds go, and I've forgotten more about ugly than you'll probably ever know. People don't take us serious, and I don't know the reason. I mean, when's the last time you heard, 'Hey man, it's opening day of pigeon season,' and you never see a pigeon on a stamp or a dollar bill, or on a flag, or with an olive branch, or some symbol of goodwill." I said, "Yeah, you got a point." He said, "When I was younger, I fell in love with this chick. She was graceful, easy to look at, and had a wingspan that wouldn't quit. When I first met her, I tried to palm myself off as a dove, but eventually Mother Nature robbed me of my first true love. You see, I started putting on a weight, then my feathers changed colors, and almost overnight I developed this foul-smelling odor. I knew it was only a matter of time before she lost interest, so I bade farewell to my fair-weather princess." "You know, a pigeon's life is no walk in the park, and you never feel at home no matter where you are." I said, "Yeah, I know the feeling. It's hard to fit in." He said, "So what do you do for a living?" I said, "I'm a musician." He said, "Man, I thought I had it bad." Then I began to tell him my story and how I understood about being looked down upon by everyone in the neighborhood. But I no sooner started talking when that little bird flew away. "Well, I've lost the attention of bigger crowds, so I really can't complain. But I like to think in some small way I played a hand in helping that pigeon get back on his feet again. Sometimes all it takes is a sympathetic ear, and sometimes it just takes a story that you're willing to share. And you know, I learned a lesson from that bird, and I think he'd agree, that there's always someone out there who's got it worse off than me. And when life's got me down and I feel like quitting, I can't help but remembering the story of the suicidal pigeon. So spread your wings and fly. Don't be afraid to try. Pick yourself up when you fall. Throw out everything you know. Just make it up as you go. There's a little imagination in us all.
Wagon car, skunk got squashed in. There you are, you got some dead skunk. her blinding me. I long for a lover to help me discover the key that would unlock love's door. While diving the reef's floor, she changed my beliefs as we made love on the ocean's floor. And she whispered, divers do it deeper, jockeys do it shorter, bricklayers always make it just a little bit stronger. Sailors do it wetter, soldiers do it better, but cowboys stay in the saddle just a little bit longer. I moved from LA for a good job with pay riding range for the double bar J, till the rodeo came and I put in my name for the bull riding contest that day. The judges were watching, but they never noticed the girl standing close to my shoe. She picked me to win, I could tell by her grin, as she reached out and patted my boot. And she said, divers do it deeper, pilots do it higher, bricklayers always make it just a little bit stronger. Doctors do it cleaner, bikers do it meaner, cowboys stay in the saddle just a little bit longer. Divers do it deeper, jockeys do it shorter, bricklayers always make it just a little bit stronger.
Brian, this is John Tejada. We're going to go ahead and do the BBC News, and I'll come back and tell you what all we had.
BBC News with Gaynor Howells. The European Commissioner for Monetary Affairs, Olli Rehn, has sought to reassure world's financial markets. Stocks around the globe continue to suffer from fears about the European debt crisis and the pace of recovery. At a news conference in Brussels, Mr. Rehn said market concerns over Italy and Spain were unjustified.
Such dramatic changes in the markets are, from this point of view, incomprehensible. It is not as if the fundamentals of the Italian or Spanish economies would have changed overnight.
Leading European markets remain down following even steeper falls in Asia, where markets have now lost most of this year's gains. Here's Theo Leggett of our business staff.
The overriding fear among investors is that the global economic recovery is rapidly running out of steam. The sovereign debt crisis in Europe appears to be worsening, with the possibility that either Spain or Italy could prove unable to meet its debts becoming ever more realistic. Banks in both countries are struggling to borrow money as a result, and there are concerns that this could develop into a new Europe-wide credit crunch, which would weigh heavily on growth. The other serious worry is the health of the US economy, which appears to have stagnated in recent months with low growth and persistently high unemployment.
The Libyan government has denied reports that one of Colonel Gaddafi's sons might have been killed in an overnight NATO strike on the town of Zlitan. A government spokesman, Musa Ibrahim, said that Khamis Gaddafi was alive and well. It's the second time this year that he's been reported killed. Syrian State TV has broadcast footage from inside the besieged city of Hama, where government forces seem to be back in control after a five-day military offensive. Jim Muir reports from neighbouring Lebanon.
Syrian State Television showed troops and tanks firmly in control of the city's centre, though some residents said shooting and shelling continued in some areas. The streets of this city of 700,000 people were almost entirely deserted, strewn with rubble, while a number of government buildings were burnt out, apparently after being attacked by protesters. State TV said 20 soldiers were killed recapturing Hama, while activists said dozens of civilians died.
A Chinese state newspaper has dismissed as irresponsible suggestions that China was behind a worldwide campaign of cyber attacks. Earlier this week, the computer security firm McAfee said that more than 70 organizations had been repeatedly attacked by hackers during the last 5 years. McAfee did not directly link China to the attacks, but several experts have named it as the culprit. Parliament in Thailand has approved the country's first woman Prime Minister, Yingluck Shinawatra, whose party won a decisive victory in July's general election. Miss Yingluck is the sister of the former Prime Minister, Thaksin Shinawatra, who's lived in exile since his removal in a military coup. World News from the BBC. The American space agency NASA is planning to launch a new mission to Jupiter today. The unmanned solar-powered spacecraft called Juno will take 5 years to reach the planet, the largest in the solar system. The chief scientist on the project said Jupiter held the secret to understanding how all the planets, including Earth, were formed. The Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, has said he'll never talk to his Georgian counterpart, Mikhail Saakashvili, blaming him for starting a brief war between the two countries in 2008. He was being interviewed by a group of journalists, which, for the first time since the war, included a Georgian reporter.
Hundreds of our citizens, including our peacekeepers, were killed on his orders. I will never forgive him for that, and I will not talk to him, even though he occasionally tries winking at me at various international fora. Mr. Saakashvili is a person I'll never shake hands with.
Militants in eastern Afghanistan have attacked a returning aid convoy, killing a civilian and a child. 17 other people were wounded, including 5 women. The heavily guarded convoy of more than 130 vehicles had delivered supplies to Parun, the capital of Nuristan province. Parun has been blockaded by militants for more than 2 months, and this was the first shipment of food and medicine to reach it. The president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, says he'll call on all those involved in the country's oil industry to act on the recommendations of a United Nations report about pollution in the Niger Delta. Mr. Jonathan said the report would help the government tackle the problem in other oil-producing areas.